Hello, everyone. And Kate, that was beautiful. I loved the devotion in that sharing. Thank you very much. So happy Sunday. One thing I want to say, you all may know, but you may not. Kate, in addition to us recording this teaching of Kate each evening, each Sunday evening and posting it, Kate also records these as YouTube videos and posts them in YouTube. So you can go to the Kate Greaves channel, or you can go to the Awakening Together channel, because when she posts one, I put it there as well. So lots of different ways to listen to Kate if you missed part of it and liked what you heard and you want to listen to more. I also play Kate's audios on Awakening Together Radio. So thanks, Kate. We appreciate having you here. All right, so we are here now for the 7 Steps to Awakening. And tonight we're going to begin with quote number 752. Last week I talked about 751 for a whole hour. So we'll see what happens tonight. The song I'm going to play is one that I received in email from a friend. I don't remember the name of the artist. I mean, it's I think an unprofessional. I mean, like, I don't think this person does this for a living. I think this person just, you know, does it for fun. And Carla did tell me in the email what her name was, but I have forgotten. But Carla sent me 2 really sweet songs by this friend of hers. And so this first song that I'm going to play is by that friend. The name of the song, maybe I'll go look for the email while it's playing so I can give credit to the artist. But the name of the song is I Am Open to Clarity. So listen to this sweet, sweet song.
I open my heart and I open my mind. What's mine is seeking me, I don't need to find. This is something better I'm willing to receive. This is something better is in store for me. And I am open, open to see. And I am open, open to clarity. I am open, open to see. I am open, open to clarity. I open my heart and I open my mind. What's mine is seeking me, I don't need to find. This is something better I'm willing to receive. This is something better is in store for me. And I am open, open to see. And I am open, open to clarity. I am open, open to see. And I am open, open to clarity. I open my heart and I open my mind. What's mine is seeking me, I don't need to find. This is something better I'm willing to receive. This is something better is in store for me. And I am open, open to see. And I am open, open to clarity. And I am open, open to see. And I am open, open to clarity. I am open, open. and to clarity.
I think that's beautiful. And she didn't tell me the name of the friend. She just said someone who sometimes writes little ditties for her own helpfulness, right, in order to help her, you know, kind of like we might repeat the workbook lesson, right, in order to help her. And I think that based on what I'm reading in the email, if I'm not misunderstanding it, Carla Mahle, M-A-H-L-E, I'm not real sure how to say her name, Carla wrote the lyrics and texted them to this person, and the person sang them. So very, very sweet, sweet song, and I was happy to share that. So, I see you're trying to help me say it. Is it? It's not just Mel, is it? Carla Mel? Is that how you're saying we say her name? Mahle. Okay, everybody's trying to help me say her name. Mahle. Okay, Carla, I think, wrote the lyrics and texted them to this friend who then put them to music like you heard. So anyway, really, really sweet collaboration. Okay, so it is Mel. Mel. Carla Mel? Is that how we say it? Carla Mel? Oh, I hope she laughs if she listens to this recording. I would just call her Carla. All right. Anyway, lovely song, don't you think? It was real sweet. So we're going to start with 752. And let me give you all a link if you enjoy reading in the journal. There's a link. And let me read from the Seven Steps to Awakening, quote 752. The abandonment of ego sense is the cessation of ignorance. This and nothing else is liberation. The abandonment of ego sense is the cessation of ignorance. This and nothing else is liberation. Now, I know what abandonment means, but I feel like looking it up. Anyway, so I'm going to look it up. Okay, so this is why we looked it up. The very, very first definition is to give up completely. To give up completely. And I think the important word in that definition is completely. So if we look at abandon or abandonment as to give up completely, listen to this quote again. The abandonment of ego sense is the cessation of ignorance. This and nothing else is liberation. So it's using the word liberation, which we don't use that often around here in Awakening Together. But one word that we do use in Awakening Together is awakening. Makes sense, doesn't it? And if you have paid much attention at all to the teachings that are out there these days, you have probably heard many different ideas of what it means to be awake. Some people talk about their awakening. Like I remember once, I may have told you guys this before, Danielle and I were at an Adyashanti retreat, and there was a woman who asked a question. And in her question, she said something like, this isn't going to be an exact quote, but very, very similar. She said something like, I woke up on September 24th, 2009. And then she went on to talk about the intense suffering that she experienced because people aren't interested in her art. And Danielle and I both had the same feeling. We don't know what happened on September 24th, 2009. But by our definition of awakening, whatever it wasn't an awakening. You know, maybe it was a mystical experience, right? But it wasn't awakening, because by our definition of awakening, if she had awakened on September 24th, 2009, she would do art just because she did art. There wouldn't be a concern, or there wouldn't be suffering because other people weren't interested in her art. It would just be her own expression, right? And I notice Peace Now is asking, what is awakening? That's what this entire talk is about. So just hang on there, Peace. So, you know, there are many, many, many different definitions of awakening. In my experience, I have had many people tell me that I'm awake. You know, by whatever their definition of awake is, I meet those requirements. And I've had people say, I know you don't consider yourself awake, but I do. I consider you awake. You know, I've heard that from several different people. But again, that would depend on your definition of awake. You know, I might be a little more awake than the woman who's upset because nobody's interested in her art. But I don't consider myself awake. Why? Because I use the definition of awakening that goes along with what's being said here in 752. The abandonment of ego sense is the cessation of ignorance. This and nothing else is liberation. Or I would say this and nothing else is awakening. Anything less is not awakening by my definition. Now there are many definitions out there. But anything less than completely abandoning the ego. And again, an important word there is completely. I would not call it awakening. I'm looking up that definition of abandon again. Yeah, give up completely. And if I told you that I have given up the ego completely, the ego sense completely, I'd just be lying to you. Right? Comparatively, all right, let's talk about comparatively. Comparatively from, you know, April of 2004 when I started this spiritual path, wow, big difference. You know, comparatively, an awful lot of ego has been given up, right? Yeah, making progress for sure, Kathy says. Yeah, big difference, you know. But have I given up the ego completely? No. And if that and nothing else is liberation or awakening, then that means I'm not awake. And I'm okay with that. You know, I think you can take this with a grain of salt, you know, if you like. I think that there's a reason why so many people want to declare themselves awake when maybe that's not the case. I think it has to do with that I am bad thought. I think there is a thought in the mind that if I am not awake, I am bad. Or guilty. I'm the sinner. If I am not awake, I am bad. And instead of noticing that the I am bad thought is driving the desire to say I'm awake, instead of noticing that and looking at the I am bad thought and working for healing on the I am bad thought, people claim awakening. And I also think that when people claim awakening, shifts have often occurred. I think sometimes people are just completely deluded. I have seen people that are completely deluded and claiming awakening when maybe not even a major shift has occurred yet. That happens too. But sometimes a major shift occurs. You know, you could say there's a movement from point A to point D. or from point D to point G. And you know, when you have a major shift like that in an instant, things can seem completely different. But a lot of these people, when you talk to them, if you ask them if the ego is completely gone or if the ego is dead, they will say, oh no, the ego is still there. Oh no, the ego is still there. Ego, remember, is a personal sense of self. How can I have a personal sense of self and know myself as the absolute too? I am either the absolute or I have a personal sense of self. It may be a fading personal sense of self, but a personal sense of self is a personal sense of self. And as you guys know, if you know me at all, I have never been interested in fooling myself any more than I have to. By any more than I have to, I mean that, you know, we all fool ourselves to some degree, you know, because we don't see it, right? It's a blind spot. So we all fool ourselves to some degree. But to fool myself when I don't have to, right, like to call myself awake when I really know the ego is still here, I don't need to do that. I prefer to have integrity. I prefer to recognize that the ego is still here and to remain the student of the heart until the time when the ego is... Whoops, what were those words? Oh, I keep closing my dictionary. I should leave it open. Given up completely. Given up completely. Key word in that sentence is completely. And again, I'm happy. I'm happy not to fool myself. I'm happy to have as honest an assessment of my awakening situation as I am capable of having. So let's read the quote one more time and then we'll go look at my journal. The abandonment of ego sense, giving up completely, the abandonment of ego sense is the cessation of ignorance. This and nothing else, this and nothing else is liberation or awakening. So now you know my definition and why I say I'm not awake. Comparatively, you know, to, you know, a prior time or maybe even compared to many people, yeah, there's a lot more awakened awareness or awakened clarity here than before or with some. But the ego sense is also still here. So let's go to the journal entry. I think I might have given you guys the link, but let me just give it to you one more time in case you like to read along. There you are. The goal is total. The goal is total. Anything less than total is not yet the goal. These words may sound harsh to some, but for me, they are the heart. To be satisfied with shifts, which are part of the way, but not all of the way, is to be satisfied with the touch of God when I can be fully absorbed in Him, no less than all of Him, with nothing but Him remaining. I do not want to think I am awakened when I can still judge and dislike my brother. Please do not leave me to this fate. I do not want to think I am awakened when I can still believe foolish ideas are true. Please do not leave me to this fate. I do not want to think I am awakened when I have less than the full and entire vision of God. Please do not leave me to this fate. I am yours. Please take me all the way into the self. Amen. So that journal entry was written on August 22nd, 2013. And as you can see, the heart has not changed, right? The heart has not changed. And like I said, I'm not sad to see myself as not yet awake. I am happy to not fool myself. All right, so I'm going to go on. That's it for 752. We went through that one pretty quickly. So we're moving on to 753. Kathy's saying, some of us take the slow, steady path. Yeah, the Gentle Healing Group is actually called Consistent Gentle Healing. That's the full name, right? Consistent Gentle Healing Group. By the way, I am sustained by the love of God. All right, 753. The ego sense is unreal, though it appears to be real. The ego sense is unreal, though it appears to be real. So I'm going to read from the journal at 753. What is the ego sense? Ideas and mental chatter, that is for sure. But the ego sense is more than that. What makes ideas appear as self? What makes ideas appear as self? Can I see the glue that sticks identity to thought and then claim self? What is the glue? Let me see it. Please. I am the glue appears. But what is that? What is the glue that attaches a sense of identity to thought? May I see it? Please. Who wants to see it? That is the glue. I thought plus desire generates glue energy. This is something to be looked at, not thought about, looked at until it dissolves in awareness. So what I just read to you was my journal entry as I was contemplating quote 753 back in 2013. What it looks like happened when I was writing that journal entry, it looks like I was asking to see the glue. The glue that holds the identity or the I am to thought and makes us believe that we are that concept. So, for example, you know, it could be I am smart, I am dumb. Based on our previous discussion, it could be I am awake. Right? What is the glue that takes the I am and then sticks it with a concept, and we believe the concept is what we are? Like, I am smart, or I am dumb, or I am awake. And that becomes identity, right? Smart, dumb, or awake, or something else becomes identity. But what was interesting is I was asking the question, please let me see the glue, please let me see the glue. What happened during that questioning was that I came to see that what wanted to see the glue was the I thought. It's very difficult to describe. It's more of a feeling than something that I can put into words. But it wasn't awareness. Asking, let me see the glue, let me see the glue, let me see the glue. It was the personal sense of self. It was coming from there. You know, maybe in that moment I am was linked to the idea, I am. I see. It's not going to make good English if I really link it for you, so pardon this. I hope none of you guys are English teachers. I am can heal myself. Can heal myself. Like, if I can just see the glue, I can heal myself. That was kind of the thought that was behind that questioning. Let me see the glue. Let me see the glue. If I can see the glue, I can just heal myself. So I am was linked with the concept, can heal myself. And I am can heal myself, although that's very poor English. I am can heal myself was asking, let me see the glue, let me see the glue. Let me see it. Then I can fix it. Let me see it. And what was pointed out during the journal entry, during the inquiry, was that sense of self that wanted to see the glue is glue. That sense of self needs to be attached to something. If it isn't attached to something, it doesn't exist. If the I am stands alone without an attachment to a concept, there is no ego sense of self. So the desire to be a me, the desire to be something, anything, just something, that's the I thought, and that's the glue. So the quote, again, 753 says, the ego sense is unreal, though it appears to be real. The ego sense is unreal, though it appears to be real. So the ego sense cannot exist or appear to exist unless it's attached to a concept. When detached from a concept, it is seen that the ego sense does not exist. Some of us are attached to concepts like, I'm fat, I'm stupid, I'm ugly, I'm no one likes me, I am no one likes me. Again, we're going to get into bad English, but I want to show these connections. I am loser. I am should be dead. I am worthless. You know, and sometimes we wonder, why would anybody suffer if you know, with all of these ideas when they could just let go of these ideas? And the answer really is because the desire for ego sense has to be attached to something, some concept, anything, but something. If I let go of I am fat, I am stupid, I forget what the others were, I am nobody likes me, I am ugly, I am worthless, if we let go of all that, we lose the ego sense, we lose the sense of me. Better to be a fat, ugly, stupid, depressed me, no me. So if we really want to look at the glue, not in the way that I can fix myself, I am can fix myself wants to look at the glue, but just with awareness, just look at it, just see it. What we have to attempt to look at is our desire to be something. Anything. And we all have that, or we wouldn't have a personal sense of self, right? We all have that. We all have that desire to be something. The quote is, "The ego sense is unreal, though it appears to be real." So can I make a list of the somethings that I notice myself attaching to? I'm going to start just with a simple one. I am mother. Most people who know me would agree. I am mother. Right? Jasmine is the proof. So can I look at that idea, I am mother, and see that that's not true? To see that that's not real, even though it appears real. Well, I can very easily. I can see that... I can see that that's not what I am. But let me help those of you who maybe can't see it quite so easily. If you had known, let's say you're my Aunt Abby, and you've known me ever since I was born. When I was about 2 weeks old, and my mother brought me to you for the first time, and put that little baby in your arms. Did you look at that little baby and say, "You are mother"? Well, of course not. Of course not. You probably said, "You are baby." But would you look at me now? I'm 56 years old. Would you look at me now and say, "You are baby"? No. So I am not baby and I am not mother. I am. The isness that would have been looking at you with unfocused eyes when this body was 2 weeks old, and the isness that looks at you now through a full-grown personality mind that, you know, is awakening but not yet awake, that's the same isness. It's the same isness. The body has changed. The mind has changed. The roles have changed. But the isness has not changed. So which is real? Regina is baby. Is that real? Regina is sixth grader. Is that real? Regina is mother. Is that real? Or, if you'll pardon the expression here, Regina is. Letting Regina represent the I am for a moment. Which one's truer? Which one stands the test of time? Which one is true even as change happens? It's the is. We can take any concept. Let's take I am ugly. Let's just go with that. Is there a woman here who hasn't at some point in your life felt I am ugly? I don't know about guys, but I know women. We've all felt that. Maybe more, maybe less, but we've all felt that. I am ugly. Right? But have there not also been times when the feeling was, I am beautiful? Weren't there times when you were dressed up for something, I am lovely? Yeah, weren't there times when you were dressed up for something, and you looked in the mirror and you thought, wow, I am beautiful? So can you be, I am ugly, and also be, I am beautiful? They're contradictions. They must both be equally untrue. Only the I am. Only the I am is true. The is. The is true. The rest is not. So I'll read the quote one more time and then we'll just move on. The ego sense is unreal, though it appears to be real. The ego sense is unreal, though it appears to be real. Let's move on to 754. 754 says, on examination, even the body, etc., are seen to be unreal and false. When even the mind has ceased with the cessation of notions concerning the body and the world, the self or the infinite consciousness alone remains. Now this is a more challenging to look at than I am mother. This is I am body. More challenging to look at. It appears even more real than I am mother. Because I was able to say to you, you know, if you were my Aunt Abby, and you know me since I was born, and I was placed in your arms when I was 2 weeks old, you would not have looked at me and said, you are mother, right? But you might. If asked, is this a body in your arms? You might have said, yes. This is a little baby body. You know, my little baby niece, Regina, the body, yes. And now that I'm 56 and someone asks, oh, is that a body? And I say, yes, that's Regina. She's 56 now, you know. She doesn't look bad for her age, right? So body at age 2 weeks, body at age 56, more consistent. A little harder to see through than I am mother. I am body. So let's look at the journal entry. 754A says, what is real? What meaning does that word point to? Before I can say whether something is real or not, don't I first need to realize what real means? What is real? And of course, I'm asking withinness when I ask these questions, right? What is real? I'm asking within. The first answer that comes is enduring. Enduring and real are synonymous, one and the same. Therefore, that which is enduring is real. That which is not able to be enduring is unreal. that which is not able to be enduring is unreal. So if we go with the journal entry for a moment, and we test the body, this body that has lasted 56 years thus far, if we test this 56-year-old body according to that definition, is the body enduring? Does 56 years qualify as enduring? Does 92 years qualify as enduring? 120 years? What is enduring? A definition that I just looked up says remain in existence. It remains. It remains in existence. Does the body remain in existence? You know, Kathy, a long time ago, wrote temporary. Yeah, the body is temporary. So if we use that definition of real, that it has to be enduring in order to be real, then we can see that the body is not real. Let's go on to the next journal entry. I'm moving to 754B. Okay, so here I ask the question, I ask within. Just now I looked in the dictionary and we saw remain in existence. But now in 754B, I'm asking within instead of the dictionary, what is meant by enduring? And within answers, remaining the same without change and without beginning or end. Remaining the same without change and without beginning or end. Well, apparently, Aunt Abby, I have changed because I don't think you could hold me in your arms now like you could when I was 2 weeks old. So apparently this body has changed. And it's going to continue to change. And it definitely had a beginning. We called that birth. And it's going to have an end. We call that death. So again, the body is not enduring. Therefore, it is not real by that definition. Let's look at 754C. Is the body real? Is the body enduring? Is it able to be enduring? The answer is no. The body cannot exist in a state of no change. It is born tiny, and it grows. When it is wounded, it heals. Movement is constant within it. The heart pumps and blood flows. Food is eaten, digested, and excreted. The body is a constant process of change. It also has a beginning and an end. The body is not able to be enduring. Therefore, although it is experienced, it cannot be real. I'm moving on to the next journal entry, still looking at this idea of the body. Like I said, it has to be looked at a little deeper than the idea I am mother. So I'm looking at 754D. Let's see, I think I have a typo here, so let's see if we can figure out what I wanted to say. First let me read what it says, and then we'll figure it out, but I don't think it makes sense. I think there's a typo in the journal. Why does the mind... Oh no, it does make sense when I say it out loud. Why does the mind think about the body and the personality? Why does the mind think about the body and the personality? The mind ignorantly thinks of the body and personality as real. Even more, the mind believes it is dependent on making the body and personality real. It knows at some level that they are not real. But it believes it is dependent on them for existence. So it chooses to see them as real and work for their protection in order to maintain its own security. Do you remember how we started this evening? We talked about how I am linked to a concept equals the ego sense. And without that link to a concept, there is no ego sense. So if we have the desire to be a me, then we need something to be linked to. And then we looked right at ideas like I am mother, I am ugly, I am beautiful, I am smart, I am dumb. And we saw that all of those ideas, you know, although, you know, I could be a mother in my mind, you know, my mind, I could be a mother from the time I'm 25 till death. But those first 24 years, I was not a mother. Right? We saw that all of those ideas are not constant. There's no concept. I am beautiful. I am ugly. They both happen in a lifetime. Right? I am fat. I am skinny. They both happen in a lifetime. You know, all of these ideas change. And so we can't really hook our identity into them real well because they're gonna fade. So if we want this sense of me, we need something a little more enduring, maybe not enduring with a capital E, but a little more enduring than the idea I am Lee or I am mother to link our identity with. I am body is that choice. Because I am body is harder to see through. Therefore, I am body is more security for the ego sense. It's more enduring. It at least lasts from birth to death. I am body. Right? So why does the mind think about the body and the personality? The mind ignorantly thinks of the body and personality as real. Even more, the mind believes it is dependent on making the body and personality real. It knows at some level that they are not real, but it believes it is dependent on them for existence. So it chooses to see them as real and work for their protection in order to maintain its own security. It's the strongest link it can find. I am body. And this is why I am body is the most challenging link to let go of. Right? Remember in the Bible, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus was wanting to let go fully of the ego sense, this was his goal in the Garden of Gethsemane, the full awakening, right? To abandon completely, give up completely the ego sense. And if you read the story in the Book of Mark, you know, he went into the Bible the first time, he surrendered, then he came out of the garden. And he got upset at Peter, John, and James and then realized that the ego sense was still present. Do you remember what he said? The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. What he meant by that is the I am, the body attachment was very strong. Right? Very strong. Much stronger than I am Mary's son, right? Much stronger than I am teacher, right? Or any other concepts that have been identified with in the lifetime of Jesus. I am body was very strong. Let's go on to 754E. Strong but not true, right? 754E, still looking at this attachment to the body, says, what is the mind? Answer, thought. What, then, is the mind dependent on for apparent existence? Answer, thinking. The body and personality are creations of the mind, giving the mind an apparent identity and something to think about. Without thinking, there is no mind. Without change, there is nothing to think about. Reality is seen as a threat to the mind because there is nothing to think about in reality. The mind is change and it is dependent on apparent change for its seeming existence. Yet all of these vapors of movement are allowed within something that does not change, something that is enduring and beyond change. So it looks like what I was looking at here is the body, although we are looking at how I am the body, is a strong, strong, strong attachment. Is that really the strongest attachment? And what I came up with as I looked at it was no. No, the body is actually still a means. The strongest attachment is just thinking itself. I am the body is a thought. And then any thoughts that I have about this body or about this me, that's what really keeps the ego sense alive. So what I need to catch, if I need to catch anything, is I need to catch the thinking that links the I am to the body. I need to see that is what I mean by catch. I need to catch that. When that link is broken, the link between the thinking and the I am the body, that the strongest bond of all that creates the ego sense, it dissolves. It's broken. Let's go on to 7:55. Covering a lot of ground tonight. But I think it all goes together. So 7:55, the quote is, matter and mind are identical, and both are false. You are deluded by this false appearance. Self-knowledge will dispel this delusion. Both self-knowledge and the cessation of world appearance are the characteristics of wisdom. So let me read the journal entry first. The journal entry says, if matter and mind are identical, what are they? And then the answer that came was surprising because I literally have it written in my journal, non-enduring. If matter and mind are identical, what are they? Non-enduring. What am I? If I see myself as the body, I am non-enduring, like the body is non-enduring. If I see myself as the mind, I am non-enduring, like the mind is non-enduring. Is there another way to see myself? Is there something other than the body and the mind that is also here as I, as this presence of I? So this is where I start looking. And again, looking is different than concepts. Looking is different than thinking. Thinking is the mind. So what I'm doing here, as I'm writing these journal entries, is I am looking. Can I find something that is right here, right now, that is me, that is what I am, that is not the body and not the mind? Possibly something much, much, much more subtle. Because the body and the mind are both somewhat gross. You know, by gross I mean their form. Can I look, not think? Because concepts, again, identifying I am with a concept, even if I say I am spirit, at concept level, that's still ego sense. You can feel the I and I am spirit if you look. You can feel there's an I am spirit. You can feel it. So without concepts, if I just look, can I find me, I, what I am? That is not this non-enduring body and not this non-enduring mind. Is there something else here that I am? And the answer is yes. There is something else here that I am. Although people define it all of the time, they put words on it all of the time. Spirit possibly being a word, being possibly being a word, awareness being a word. If you really notice it, if you really close your eyes and look at what you are, it is prior to all concepts, therefore it doesn't have a name. And yet it is undoubtedly what you are. It is more intimately you than the mind. More intimately you than the body. And most definitely more intimately you than any concept such as I am mother. I am fat, I am ugly, I am beautiful, I am smart, I am dumb. And let me just read the quote really quickly again. The quote that we're on now is 755. 755 says, matter and mind are identical. And remember, we saw that they're both non-enduring, right? They're both non-enduring. Matter and mind are identical, and both are false. You are deluded by this false appearance. But then it says, self-knowledge will dispel this delusion. Both self-knowledge and the cessation of world appearance are the characteristics of wisdom. So, how do I let go of the I am the body or even the I am the mind ideas? It says self-knowledge, which means to me looking for that which I am, that is not the body, is not the mind, is not any concept, and keeping my attention with that, getting to know that. Self-knowledge will dispel the idea that I am the body or I am the mind. paying attention to the self. What we call awareness, watching awareness. That's what dispels the idea, the firmest link between the mind and the body. And with that, I need to let go of the mic. See y'all. Bye.